What if you woke up and your business had been destroyed? This is Paul Cooley. We're coming at you with another blog podcast from the Steam Feed blog. And today I want to talk to you about what would happen if disaster strikes, whether it's a natural disaster, flood, storm, hurricane, fire, or what if... And not that I would want any of this to happen, but what if a robbery took place? What if something happened of significance? Would your business still be able to continue, or would you truly be wiped out? And that's what I want to talk to you about. Now, I'm going to take a guess here and assume that the majority of readers, they might have an out-of-the-home office, but I think the majority have more of in-home offices. And I could be totally wrong, but I want to modify this topic just a little bit that I hope will fit you guys better. Now, I work with a lot of different industries, and one industry that I am heavily involved in is the insurance industry. And with that, I used to hear a lot about the having a disaster recovery plan. And at first, I didn't really know what that was and didn't really care because it's not what I was doing. I was there to do other things. But as time has progressed, I realized, wow, this is like really important. And what a disaster recovery plan is if disaster struck, what and how would a business be able to recover? Do they have a process and plans and backups in place to where they could be back up and running within a 24-hour period? And there's actually businesses. I believe one's called Agility. And I met the owner last year at a conference I spoke at where they offer a service. You pay a monthly service, and if something ever happened, they would have generators and backup equipment, and I mean, they would have everything that you would need to get your business back up and running within a 24-hour period, which is pretty cool. But you know, for the smaller business owner or the work at home business owner, where your office is in your house, and not so much maybe outside in a commercial location, you know, do you have the same concerns? Should you have the same concerns? And what I want to talk to you about is not so much having a disaster recovery plan, even though I believe that is very important, but also to have a disaster recovery prevention plan, if you will. So, and you can kind of do both at the same time. So put yourself in the shoes of, okay, something bad has just happened. What would that consist of? What would be the heavy, the hard-hitting punches to your business that would really cripple your business? Would it be, okay, my computer, let's say it's a flood or fire, my computer was destroyed. Was my hard drive, did I have a backup? Was that destroyed? What about all my files? Do I have all digital files? Do I also have a filing cabinet? Was that destroyed? What about all of my files maybe with business licenses and maybe passwords, maybe clients' passwords, and all those kinds of things? If that, those got burned up, do you have a backup plan? And what could you do as you're building that backup plan? What would you, how could you prevent that from happening? So if I knew that something was going to happen in a week from now, what could I do to prevent that besides moving? What if I knew, okay, these certain things were going to be destroyed, this is going to be the heaviest hit to my business, what could I do to prevent me being completely wiped out? And how could I get back up and running in a very short amount of time? So here's just a couple things that I want to throw out and give you ideas, and I would love your feedback on this. So depending on how your business is set up, I mean, I highly, highly, highly recommend, you know, having physical files, I believe, are important. Because those you can keep in a separate place, those you can keep. It's just, I think it's good to have a hard copy, so to speak, because in case anything got wiped out, whether it was on the cloud or on your computer, on a hard drive, whatever, at least you have the hard copy. But I also believe it vice versa is I believe it you should have some kind of virtual protection just in case. What if the hard copy got destroyed? Okay. So I believe it is important to have two. And so check yourself. Do you have two? All of your important files, whether it's your own personal passwords to all your different accounts, client profiles, client documents, agreements, contracts, all those very important documents that your clients are counting on you to keep secure, as well as you want to have just in case of whatever lawsuits or whatever the case may be, you can always go back and have. So do you have those stored in a cabinet? And first and foremost, I will say, I believe it's so very important to have those things organized. You do not want, I heard a horror story last week talking with a friend who's in the financial advising industry, and she was talking to me how her boss, how they organize. And I mean, it just blew my mind how there were files from 2005 still sitting on a desk. They had not been filed away. And the boss's mentality was, hey, as long as it stays in this room, it's organized and safe. It doesn't necessarily have to be in the filing cabinet. And I'm going, what on earth? So you want to keep things organized, but you also want to have, that backup where if all the hard copies, the papers, the things that you have in your filing cabinet, and hopefully you have one in a filing cabinet of some sort, what if that got destroyed? What do you, could you access those? You know, let's just say worst case scenario, your complete office, house, whatever was wiped out. Could you be able to go to a Starbucks on your iPad, you know, or even your phone and be able to recover those documents and that information, to be able to keep things running smoothly? Because let's say, I mean, you know, what if you had a deadline the day after, you know, you don't really want to say, hey, we don't have your stuff anymore. That would suck. So, you know, do you have that? So where would you do that? There are a lot of different cloud systems, backup systems out there. Do you have one? And is the password to that secure and safe? Do you have that in a place where it cannot be easily accessed? This is all disaster prevention, you know. What about, and let's talk about security just for a second here. And boy, do I have something cool coming up for you guys, hopefully in the next month or two. Oh, but anyway, having to do with security. But, you know, what I really believe we have a false sense of security when it comes online. I think we don't really understand the fullness of the internet and how easy and accessible our information is. And I will most likely be proving that in a month or two. But you know, you want to make sure you have long passwords. You want to make sure you have secure passwords. You want to make sure everything is as safe as possible and organized. I don't recommend just having your password sitting on a Word document on your desktop. Okay. You want to be a little bit more secure and have a process in place where when you get a new account, whether it being your own or maybe you take on a new client, you have their account information, you have a process and you go through that process before you really ever start on the project itself. It's kind of a best practices of your business and how you file that information. So going back to, let's say, your computer itself. Now, every year I usually post something when we get close to January 1st, and you'll probably see me do it this year on Twitter and Facebook. I'll just get, you know, with the new year, everyone gets pumped, New Year's resolutions, all this stuff. And so it's usually like a restart for people. Okay, let's start fresh. And I recommend, okay, well, you know, clean up your office, get it organized for the new year, clean up your desktop and get it organized. Back before I was an Apple person, and that's really all I run now, I went through hard drive after hard drive after hard drive on my PCs. I mean, I just killed PCs, and I don't know why. But there were I learned this lesson twice, and it's embarrassing to say that I went through this twice, is my hard drive on, I think it was my laptop, just destroyed. There was no recovery to this thing, and I lost everything. I mean, everything. And I'm grateful because back then I didn't have a ton of clients. So that was probably good. But then it happened again. And I'm like, what the heck? So, you know, that really got me into gear where it's like, okay, we need external hard drives. We need a backup system. We need all these kinds of things. So fast forward now. So, you know, I have a iMac. I love my iMac. Got an external hard drive that backs up using, what is it called? you know what's called Time Machine. There you go. And so, I mean, it's backing up continually on a daily basis and all that kind of stuff. But then, okay, so this is good. This is a good first step, but it's not the final step. So don't think that just because you have an external hard drive and that you back it up once a day or once a week or once every couple months, whatever. And I do recommend backing up more frequently. But what if this current setup that I just explained, if a fire flood hit, would that help me at all? What if someone came in and stole my computer? Not that that's going to happen, but what if? Would they take the external hard drive too? So the external hard drive really did me no good. If it melted in a fire, got damaged in a flood, or was stolen, it does me no good. So what if you step it up a notch? Now, this is a pain in the butt, but what if you did? There are those fireproof and waterproof lock boxes, right? And you can get them Target, Walmart, Amazon. I mean, they're not hard to find. And you can get different sizes at different prices, all that kind of stuff. So what if you had a process in place to where you have, your terabyte hard drive, external hard drive, where you back up everything. You're backing up your laptop, your desktop, anything and everything. You back it up every week, let's say. And this is like the master backup. You can still back up every day. It's fine. But what if you had a different or a separate hard drive where you back everything up? And this is a best practices. Maybe you start your week or you end your week doing this. You take that after you're done backing up, you store that hard drive in a safe or in your lockbox that is in a different place, different location, stored away safe. So now you have important documents, you have your important thumb drives, hard drives, whatever, all stored in a safe place. So if fire flood hit, boom, you're safe. And hopefully in a place where it could never get stolen. And if it is, hopefully you got one that has a really good lock on it. But you see what I'm saying? These are the kinds of things that not a lot of us tend to think about until it's too late. So I want to say, hey, think about this. So it does not happen to you. And if it did happen to you, you would be prepared. Okay. So, having a disaster recovery plan usually also includes processes and procedures as far as if disaster struck in the middle of business hours versus non communication using voice over IP systems instead of phone line. I mean, it covers all that kind of stuff. But I just want to get the wheels turning. Are you backing stuff up? Do you have a process and a system in place to where you are able to keep all of your important information, whether it being physical or virtual, in a safe place, behind passwords, behind strong passwords, behind encryption, and even then, I'm going to get ahead of myself on some really cool stuff that's coming, but are you doing that? Don't make the mistake that I did many years ago where I lost everything twice. Don't do that. It's not fun. It's not worth it. Have a system in place. So what I'd like to do is I want to hear your thoughts. Now, we could cover also the social disaster recovery plan, which maybe we'll get into at some other point in time where that's a whole nother disaster recovery as far as your reputation, your brand online. But this is really also helping strengthen and protect your brand as a whole. If you got wiped out, your brand isn't really effective anymore, is it? Your brand turns into a victim instead of a brand that continues to keep on moving forward. So having a disaster prevention plan in process in place, as well as a disaster recovery plan in place, will protect your brand and your business and your income all at the same time. So what are your thoughts? What are some areas and things that you would want to see implemented or that you should implement or maybe that you already have implemented to protect your business from disaster? All right, guys, I look forward to hearing your thoughts. Leave your comments down below and we'll talk to you soon. God bless. This is Paul Cooley with another Steam Feed podcast.